Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are here constantly working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a platform, coaching and consulting platform for beginner and advanced investors. We sometimes have investors join our group that already own 5,000 units and some people that have never owned a single piece of real estate. It is a great place to meet sponsors who are syndicators that are putting together everything from hotels to apartment complexes to mobile home parks, self-storage, and it's also a great place for someone who wants to learn how to build their own personal portfolio of single family homes, or maybe a small apartment, or even a big apartment for that matter. But I want to get straight to my guest. This is somebody I have a deep respect for. He's an outstanding supporter of Total Wealth Academy, and for that I have a tremendous appreciation. And his name is Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital, and he has literally won 18 city, state, and national awards as a real estate investor. Currently holds, or the most recent number I've got is 4,000 units. He may have more than that now. Spread across 21 apartment complexes, getting his investors very, very high rates of return. And he's just an outstanding individual. So let me welcome Robert to the show. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's always exciting. It was like last week, I go, man, I haven't had Robert on the radio in a while. I need that energy. I need that motivation, because every time I get off the radio with you, I'm pumped up for a couple of weeks. So that's one of the things I want to talk about before we go. I want you to do a case study, please, of your most recent purchase. But first, I want to talk about, why are you so driven? What is it that keeps in that, and ideas that can help the listener who may be suffering with low motivation, low self-confidence? What is it that drives you so much, Robert?
Well, I guess I've got four things there. Number one of which is regret. I don't want to live in regret. I don't want to be 80 years old, sitting in my deathbed, hopefully with my children around me, wondering, what if? Why didn't I choose that? Why didn't I take that risk? You know, if I have a superpower that God gave me, it's a sense of urgency. And I use that to its fullest advantage. I know that I control my own destiny. I know that I can achieve anything that I want, but I have to do it. I can't live in regret. It's something that's built into me. I don't know where it comes from, but I just don't want to live with not knowing that I could have done something different, or have helped myself or helped my family. You know, with that, I have three whys. You know, number one is to create generational wealth for my children and for myself. You know, when I got into real estate in 2007, I was very fortunate. You know, I used that superpower gift that I have of urgency, and I jumped in head first into the pool. I joined a real estate club. I paid $10,000. And today I now generate seven figures a year for myself. I own over 20 apartment complexes. I have a net worth that's in the tens of millions of dollars. And so I've achieved that generational wealth that I needed for myself and my family. The second piece is for my investors. You know, I've raised $138 million in the last 10 years. And you don't do that by not being able to deliver results. And at Rockstar Capital, we've done a great job. I've had a great team surrounding me, listening, all pulling in the same direction. And we've been able to help our investors. You know, I have other investors who also have made a tremendous amount of money. Most of them are making six figures a year. That's like being married to a third person and having bring in a six-figure income. Many of them have paid for their kids' school. I have one investor who said without me that, you know, due to their investments with me, their kid graduated from an Ivy League school that was paid entirely by the distributions from the investments they have with me. I've got another investor, you know him, Luis Becerra, who in 2010 had you know, mega losses in the Great Recession, put $100,000 with me back in 2010 in one of my earliest deals. 11 years later now, he owns 11 investments. That $100,000 has grown into $1.7 million. He owns other assets as well. And again, most importantly, you know, he doesn't have to go to work in the morning. He makes six figures a year off of that original $100,000 investment. Imagine putting $100,000 down 10 years ago and getting $100,000 plus back every single year, all because you took the risk. So those two are my biggest right there, like the generational wealth for myself, generational wealth for my investors. And then third is for my team. You know, I've been able to have super success in real estate, but I recognize I have a team around me, and many of them in a long time. And I want them to celebrate in those wins with me. I want them to know what it's like to get a K-1. And so I'm really excited that on the most recent acquisition that we're going to be closing on next week, actually, a 100-unit deal down in Corpus, you know, I sponsored to each of them. I gifted to them $5,000. And I said, listen, I want you to be a partner with me. If you'll put $5,000 of your own money into this, I'll double it. I'll give you 100% return day one. You'll get $5,000 from me. And then, you know, you can grow with me together, and you can get a K-1, and you can go through what it's like to be an investor and have all those losses, but you'll feel like you own something. For many of them, this will be the first real estate that they own. I mean, Steve, what if you were 20-something? Because I got a lot of 20-somethings around me. What if somebody would have done that for you, and you could have owned your first apartment complex at the age of 25, 26? You know, today, where would you be if somebody had invested that early into you? And so
that would have changed my life. I would have seen the world differently.
It would have exposed you to another world. It would have exposed you to something very different. And it will change the path of your life. It's like that ripple effect. You throw that little pebble in the water, you're going to get these ripples that come out of it. And if I can be one of the pebbles that goes into the water for you and create a new ripple that sends you down a different path that might help you find generational wealth, I want to do it. And again, those are the things I don't want to regret. I want to know that I was able to help as many people as I could, from my investors to my team. So that's phenomenal. Motivating for me right there.
So again, that's all built under number one, which is regret, your sense of urgency. That is such a powerful point, because I'm constantly trying to get across to people that if you're 40 plus, and I know people get irritated when I say this, but you're financially old. You've had 20 years to build wealth for yourself and your family. And if you're not in the financial position that you want to be in at 40, 45, you better start taking some different action steps to get a different result. So what's number two? Regret was number one.
Yeah, well, regret is number one. I want to just spend a second on that, too. It's like, you know, the best time to invest in real estate was yesterday, but the next best time is today. So even though you're 40, I have plenty of investors that are 40 years old plus. Just get in the game. You know, find someone that you trust. Find somebody who's putting their own skin in the game, who's going to put their dollar next to your dollars. And in my case, I'm sitting here in my office, and I've got my two boys, 15 and 13, Connor and Ryan. And every decision I make financially is with them in mind. So if you're putting your money next to me at Rockstar Capital, you're putting it next to them too. I'm going to guard with my life. You know.
All right, Robert, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. If you've got a question for Robert or myself, feel free to call right now, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, sponsor / syndicator extraordinaire, 21 different apartment complexes and always looking to add more. It's Robert Martinez of Rockstar. And we were talking about, I'm trying to feed in on why he's always so intense, why he's always got these incredibly high energy levels. and he's just so motivated. And Robert, you said there were four things. Was it the 3 points and the regret?
Well, there are two main issues, and there were sub points in there. But, you know, number one was regret. I don't want to be 80 years old, you know, on my deathbed wondering what I could have done. I don't want to live in what if. The second one is a duty. I have a duty to be successful. I have a duty to be successful to my mom and my dad, who instilled in me the values that they best could do to show them that they did right in the world. And then when they're gone, I'm their legacy. At the same time, I have a duty to my kids to show them the same thing, to what can be achieved, what can be done, to be a positive influence in them. Because if I'm not a positive influence for them, somebody else is going to be. Now, whether that comes when I'm, you know, watching them play soccer, I already told them, get ready, because I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm going to yell the loudest, and I'm going to be that guy that's yelling for his kid, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Yeah, I want them to know that they're loved, and I want them to know that somebody out there is on their corner and is cheering them on. So I want them to learn to be successful, and I got to show them that you're successful through support. But I need to be successful for them and to be an inspiration on what dad does every single day to bring home the bacon, to show them how I've been able to make a difference in my life and more importantly, probably, in the lives of other people and how it's been able to help change their lives. So those are the two big things on what get me up. You know, regret, I just can't do it. I can't not push forward. And so because of my sense of urgency, I jump at almost everything. And then, two, I just feel like I have to. I have a duty to be successful.
I think that, you know, are you familiar with the term leadership is by example?
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're doing. Plus, you're laying out a foundation of unconditional supportive love, which, man, that, I don't even know how to express how powerful that is when relating and educating your children. If they know you've got their back no matter what, and you love them no matter what, they make the right decisions. They want to make the right decisions, especially if you're leading by example and doing so. And one of the points I bring up in the free workshop is if you go through life and you live paycheck to paycheck, you never do any investing, you never build any wealth, and you retire broke, what have you taught your kids? To do the same thing. This is why it's happening generation after generation after generation after generation. And people say, well, the rich keep getting richer, the poor keep getting poor, because they're passing on the wrong beliefs. They're passing on negativity instead of leading by example, or as you call it, your duty to succeed and leading that way. So that's phenomenal. So let's talk now about your most recent deal. Now you're motivated, you go out there. What is your, are you allowed to talk about the Corpus Christi one yet?
Yeah, for sure. We can talk about it because, I mean, I already got it closed. We're ready to go.
Okay. Let's talk about that one. How'd you end up finding something in Corpus Christi?
Yeah, well, first of all, competition is everything, right? And there is a lot of competition in Houston. Specifically, it's my job to put my investors' money in the best place to succeed. And within Houston, you also have the tax man and you have high insurance costs. So all of those costs combined can hurt your ability to operate and produce the cash flow that your investors need to make. And so we have to think broader. We have to go wider. There is an opportunity in South Texas, primarily because insurance is a little bit cheaper there and taxes are a lot cheaper there. I mean property taxes. So that allows me to operate with minimal outside factors that will, you know, deteriorate our returns. So we've actually, this is our second deal in the Corpus area. We just exited off our first one. We sold a Class A deal, 2015 construction. We held it for only 2 years. We saw an upside. We took it over at 60% 2 years ago, and today, or we sold it 2 weeks ago for a profit of 70% in just two years. So we returned millions and millions. We paid $30 million for it. We exited at 36.5, and if you gave me $100,000, I gave you back $170,000. That's a lot.
In just two years.
So we have two models. We have an opportunistic model, and then we have a core plus model. The difference is that we see something that we can get in and get out in a 3 to 5 year horizon, we're going to take it. and we're gonna again, you get on this deal, you gave me $100K. 2 years later, I give you back your $100K plus another $70,000, and you got the cash flow along the way. You got the depreciation losses to help you offset your other income. Then we have what we call the core plus, which is our longer hold asset value. So deals that we want to own for 7 years to 10 years that we like where we're at. We're going to make long-term flow. We think there's higher upside the longer we own it. So those are the two models that we use at Rockstar Capital. On this particular deal that we're buying, I'm not going to say the name, but it's a 100-unit deal. It is a Class C deal, 1984 construction on a very busy street. You have to slow down. You have to see the billboard. You have to see the property. You know, we spent a lot of money for digital marketing, and I mean Google advertising, Facebook advertising, SEO optimization, you know, keyword searches. But when you can get drive-by traffic that has to slow down, that's free, that's what you want.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's zoned to one of the best school districts in that Corpus area. We're paying about $8.5 million for it. We raised about $2.8 million. And check this out. Of that $2.8 million, remember the offer I made to my staff that said, hey, if you put money next to mine, I'll put money with you. I'll guarantee you 100% return. Of the $2.8 million, $633,000 came from my staff.
That is awesome.
That is amazing. I didn't know what the final number was. So I'm going to have to write a check for like over $100,000, right? Because I'm going to have to put my money where my mouth is at.
But yeah.
they put in $633,000 of the $2.8 million.
That is so cool because their lives are never going to be the same once they start getting, like you said, the K-1. Let's explain the K-1 real quick. Mm-hmm. If you get a W-2 from your job, think of a K-1 as like a W-2, but from an LLC where you're a passive investor. It's how you get your report. It's what you put with your tax return at the end of the year. That's all a K-1 is. Do you have a better way of explaining that?
No, that's it. That is.
Okay.
You know, when you own investment properties, you don't get a W-2 like an income guy. Because you might what happens with a W-2? A W-2 goes away.
Yep.
You know, if your job, if your company goes out of business, if you get fired, your W-2 goes. Your K-1, you're an owner in an investment property, and you keep getting that check. You keep showing that ownership as long as you own that property until it sells. That's how you get wealth. You know, I don't make my seven figures a year off of a W-2. I make it off of K-1s, 20 plus K-1s I get, plus other K-1s that I'm invested in with other people. I probably have 28 K-1s that I get in every single year.
Wow.
You know, and that you know, streams of income. That's like the octopus, right? You don't rely on one. You get 28. But if you can't get 28, get one and then learn to get two and then learn to get three. And so for me, for my staff, to put in over $600,000. Now, I understand, I don't have a 401k at Rockstar. I don't have any other kind of incentive plan other than their salary and their bonus and commission potential. But because they believe in the product, they've seen our investors get, you know, create generational wealth. They want that opportunity for themselves. I'm so blessed. I can't believe it. I just didn't realize it was that much. I had them put together a cheat sheet for me here to look at my notes, and I didn't know. This is the first time I've seen it, that it's $633,000. I'm just floored by that because, again, they see the investors creating generational wealth, and this is their chance. Many of these, I'm telling you, my office is very, very young here. We're very millennial heavy. So average age, I would say, in this office is probably mid to late 20s, you know, but yet they're putting together their money to put side by side with me. So it's amazing. But back to the deal, we're going to put about $400,000 of renovation, so roughly about $4,000 a door. And there's upside on rents. You know, this is owned by a mom and pop operator, somebody from a real estate club just like me, who's just a little earlier in the map. Right. They don't know the things. They don't have the 15-year track record I have. They don't know where things can go. They don't have access to CoStar, and they don't have a dedicated revenue manager whose job is all day long to look at rents for each one of the 20 properties that we manage, tell the managers which floor plans can be elevated and which ones have to come down to keep the occupancy where we want it to be. The property also suffered a fire a couple years ago. And once this building gets online, it's going to generate a tremendous amount of NOI that's not currently being represented. It's about 8% of the property. So there's a monster upside. And not only will the investors be able to take advantage of another Rockstar success story, again, this is the one where I told my team, guys, I want you to play with me. I want you to invest your money. This is the deal that you're going to get that big multiple, you know, hundreds of percent return, not 100, not 200, like 300 to 400% return. It's wow. This kind of deal. It's exciting. It's exciting. So we have that one plus lined up for next week. And then on August 6th, we're going to close another deal. This is a Class A deal here in Houston. 2015 construction, 246 units. We're going to pay $46 million for it. We've raised just under $15 million of equity. We're going to do a small, it's Class A, right? So it's not a heavy value add renovation plan, but we do have $600,000 in there. We're going to add a dog area, a dog park, because it doesn't have one. We're going to add smart tech, which basically, like, being able to come to your house and use your phone to open the door. Being able to come to your apartment and use your phone to open up the gate.
Well, hold your thought, please, Robert. Kind of technology. We got to go to break. I want to hear more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, if you've got a question for Robert or myself, feel free to call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, sponsor, syndicator, who has bought 21 different apartment complexes, closing on two more in the next week or so. And we're right in the middle of a discussion of a property, an A-class property, closing in a couple of weeks. So please continue, Robert, from where you were at.
Yeah, so we're investing in a Class A deal here in Houston, Texas. It's in the medical center area. It's 246 units. We're going to pay $46 million for it. We've raised with our investors just under $15 million. And, you know, we've got a $600,000 budget of renovation. And that's to do some of the standard amenities like a dog park, right? But we're also going to add smart tech, you know, being able to have, thermostats that you can control from your phone, being able to have, you know, smart entry into the garages, into the gates that guard the property, into your apartment. This particular property has 60% garages, which is very exciting. I mean, you know, most apartment complexes, you're going to park in a parking garage or you're going to park out there in the parking lot. And that can open you up to theft and other kind of things. Now you have your own dedicated garage that comes attached to your apartment. 60% of the units have that. It's so rare these days. You don't see that anymore. But especially in this medical center area, which gives us a unique value proposition to other properties in that area. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, what year was that one built, out of curiosity?
This one is in 2015, you know, but remember, everything we do is with the investor, with the resident in mind, but everything we do is also with the investor in mind. To do that smart tech technology, you know, where it gives you, you know, access to the garage, the gates, to your front door, you know, that smart feature allows us to charge you $25. Because I believe that once you get used to it, you're going to renew. You're going to stay there. So at 100% penetration at $25, that'll create $1.8 million of new value by not doing anything except adding a feature that the resident's going to pay for.
And why don't you go over your little point about the magic formula?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to try to make this as simple as I can. If you knew that every dollar could be $25 of new value, would you make all your efforts to create a dollar?
Sure.
What I'm saying by that is rent minus expenses or income minus expenses is your NOI, your net operating income. That number divided by a cap rate equals the valuation. So on this Class A deal, $1 divided by a 4 cap, which is what we're paying for this property, can create $25 of new value. You can't do that in single-family homes. You can't add a granite countertop and think that you're going to create all kinds of new value. You might just be keeping up with the Joneses next door, right? You're limited right. by the guy next door. And in apartment investing, you're not. You're limited by whatever your creativity is. So, for example, a $10 rent bump, right? Just, I'm going to use a six cap here, which is what we would normally use on our workforce housing, our BNC 1970s, 1980s construction. A $10 rent bump on a 200-unit property can create $400,000 of valuation. You can't get new valuation by adding $10 to your rent house. But it's not just rent. What if I were able to sign a new, I don't know, a new contract with a new provider, a new service provider where I can save $10 a unit, a water conservation plan where I put in low-flow toilets or something like that, and I can reduce the water bill that reduce that results in a $10 savings per unit. You can also add $400,000 that way. There's a lot of ways to add valuation with apartment investing. And so understand the magic formula, $1 of NOI divided by the cap rate equals this new value. In this Class A deal, the cap rate is 4%. $1 divided by 0.04 equals $25 of valuation.
So to make it clear, for every dollar that you raise the NOI, that's $25 valuation. $100,000 increase in the NOI. What is that, $2.5 million?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? That is crazy. Yep. And then you refinance that and pull it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal. So where are you headed in 2022? Do you see a dip? Do you see a correction? Are you looking out for that? Excited about that? What do you think?
My whole focus right now is to help as many people get their money out of the U.S. dollar and put it into something that's income producing as soon as possible.
Yes.
18 months ago, COVID did not exist. But what happened in the last 18 months was that we started printing money to correct the COVID disaster. So when Trump was president, they created 20% of the money supply in your pocket right now. That means $1 out of every $5 in your pocket did not exist a year ago. Under President Biden, there's a new plan that's already been approved. That infrastructure plan, which is going to add another 22%. That means $2 out of every $5 in your pocket did not exist a year ago. And you're seeing this happen. What happens? That means everything is going up because we basically printed our way to prosperity. And if you leave your money in the bank, in your checking account, in your money market, it is losing its purchasing value, its purchasing power. You cannot buy the same thing that you could buy a year ago with that money. Don't believe me? Check out the price of gasoline. Check out the price of lumber. Check out the crazy single-family home market. Steve, I'm sure you've seen that. People are paying well above asking price. Why?
51% of homes are selling above asking price.
Above, and that is unheard of historically, right? And it's because people are getting the message. You've got to get your money out of the dollar. You've got to put it in a hard asset. Well, why not put it in an income-producing asset, like an apartment building, which, guess what? If my costs go up, I've got to pass that on to my residents in the form of rents. But you know what doesn't go up, Steve, and what doesn't get talked about is the best investment partner in the world, the bank. Right now, we're borrowing money at 3%.
Oh, my God. Free
money.
They're
giving it to us 5 years interest only. And they don't want any of your profit. They want you to use their money to buy the deal. They want you to use your money to spend on renovations. And all they want is what you agree to pay them in the mortgage each and every month. My taxes move. Property tax man, he wants more money every single year. My property insurance, they want their insurance money every single year. They want their premium. Nobody's premium ever goes down. Rarely does it go down.
Right.
Taxes rarely goes down. But the mortgage stays the same. So if you can stay ahead of inflation, you can create generational wealth by getting your money out of the U.S. dollar and putting it into something that's got hard value. Now, you have some dumb money out there that will buy art, right? But there's no income in art. There's just appreciation. It's only value of what somebody else says it's worth.
Right.
When you put money in an apartment building, people have to live there. Did you know, Steve, last year during 2020, people were afraid. My company went up 10% in valuation last year.
Wow.
Because you know what survived during COVID? Amazon, Netflix, Zoom, right? Everybody had to be home. So people are buying stuff, people are watching TV, and they're working from home. But what do you got to have for those three to work?
A home.
Four walls and a roof.
Yep.
They needed my apartment buildings. They needed to be there. We saw tremendous rent growth, tremendous renewal growth last year because of COVID, and we're up. This year, we've already returned $26.5 million to our investors in the first 6 months of this year. That is a record for us at Rockstar Capital.
That's incredible.
Based off of what happened last year in COVID. Now, most businesses went under. Many businesses went under, or they were afraid. The government is not going to allow the average American to not have somewhere to live. So they made sure that rent was going to be paid one way or another. There's what's here is called the Texas Rent Relief. Whatever we did not collect last year in rent, we're getting this year through that program. We are creating generational wealth using the rules that are in place right now, because my investors had the courage last year, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, to invest their money in multifamily cash flow producing assets.
And they're getting rich. That's amazing.
And they're getting rich. And you know what? People are saying, well, people are getting rich. I'm not. Well, because you're not doing anything to get rich. As you said at the beginning of the broadcast, you're doing the same thing. Pay attention to people where you want to be. I'm telling you right now, I was one of those guys. I graduated A&M with an engineering degree, and I went to go work in the oil and gas market selling chemicals. Selling industrial equipment in the chemical market. I walked away from $150,000 a year, joined a real estate club, paid $10,000, which is not even a drop in the bucket of what I've been able to create for my family, for my investors, and now my staff. All because I had the courage to change the game. I had the courage to walk away from what everybody else told me to do. And believe me, I lost friends. I even lost a little family because they didn't understand why I would walk away. I had this dream life, you know?
Yeah. But it's a lonely business because no one understands what you're doing at first until you pull up in your Ferrari, and then they're like, holy crap, that worked.
Yeah, and they ridicule you, they criticize you. But you know what? I've never been criticized by anybody doing better than me. Ever. Ever have I been criticized by people doing better than me.
Classic.
You know? And too, because it goes through this. I don't have those cul-de-sac barbecues anymore with those church friends that I knew 10, 15 years ago. They're not in my life. They're not in my top five. But I'll tell you right now, everybody that's in my network, that's in my top five, they're more wealthy than I am, or they're in the process of getting there, but they're all millionaires.
Yeah.
Because you want to hang out with people that speak the same language. You want to have the same conversation. You want to share the stories. And I want to learn. Last night, I'm getting ready to buy a new house, and I was hanging out with the home builder. We went out to dinner. So we went to a nice dinner. He introduced me to all his contacts. Then he says, hey, you know what? I think I can develop apartments, mixed-use stuff. I need an operator. You want to operate.
Wow.
You know, so that creates a potential opportunity.
Powerful contact. Okay, we got to go to break. Do you have time to stay on for the final segment?
I can do it.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. If you would like to find out how to invest with Robert Martinez, go to GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free sample class there. Attend that, and I'll explain it. GetTotalWealth.com, free sample class. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez of Rockstar, owner of 21 apartment complexes and one of the sponsors at Total Wealth Academy that you could invest with if you were a member there. So let's talk a little bit about some personal things. What are you reading right now? Name a couple of books you're into right now, Robert.
Oh, that's great. Let me check the books I've been reading. One second. I read this book on Blackstone. You know, I don't know if you know the story of the Schwartzman guy. You know, that was interesting to see how Blackstone got started and the challenges that they faced early on. I think I can tell you that when you're building a business like I am, you know, there's no rule book. There's no playbook. You've got to go off of your gut. You've got to go off of your instinct and your heart and what feels right. It feels right to me to help my team invest. But I did not read that in a book anywhere that says, hey, give your team $5,000 and see if they'll invest with you. There's nowhere that says that it's going to turn into $633,000 no. of their money, right? There's no, that's what I'm saying. So it's like when I'm building this business right now, I'm going off all heart. Like, how do I scale? And, you know, I want to build the brand, but I also want to create generational wealth. And if your why can create solve a solution to a problem, you're going to go far. And the problem is people are working every day, and if money's getting printed, they're going to be working longer because they're not going to be able to get to retirement, right? They don't know a better way. I'm going to show them a better way. And along the way, I'm going to build my portfolio because I need to build my portfolio to be able to show them the way. They're going to invest with me. You know, I was in Charleston, South Carolina last week. I had a blast. I had a blast, but I was on a vacation, but I was also there to look at the real estate. I want to go to Georgia. I want to check out Atlanta. I want to check out Savannah. I want to grow. I want to introduce this to a larger field to see if the taxes and the insurance are high there, if there's a better way to eke out a profit somewhere else. You know, so it's just trying to push myself to go to the next level. And the hardest bit is there's no playbook. Yeah. I'm having to create this as I go. But I have learned this, that if you can solve a problem, you can make some money at it. You can help yourself and help other people.
That is true.
You're doing it right now for everybody. You're creating an educational opportunity. I joined a real estate club just like you, just like yours, back in the day, 15 years ago. And that solved the problem for me. And the problem was I didn't know what else to do except go to work every single day because that's what mom and dad taught me.
Yep.
It was joining a club just like yours that introduced real estate education to me that showed me a better way. So I think that's where I'm at. I'm just trying to solve problems.
Yeah, and that's a big problem for everybody. I think most people are willing to do more. They just don't know what to do. You know, it's like everybody's taught just get up, go to work, come home, get a job, go to work, come home. They don't know a second way to make income, and that's why people like you and I are so important. I know that's a vain statement, but we've got to stay out there to help people who do want more out of life have a venue and a place to go where they can hang out with like-minded people. Because I'm with you. I still love my old friends. I still keep in contact with them, but I can't hang out with them when they're talking about I'm having trouble paying the utilities. And I'm like, no, I think I want to hang out with some people who are making a lot of money so I can grow and continue to build my portfolio and so on. So I think the Monopoly analogy should come up right now. And that's what most people are doing. They're playing Monopoly by just circling the board, passing go, collecting their paycheck, and they're not buying income-producing assets. You could never win the game of Monopoly, nor can you win the game of life without buying income-producing assets like Robert is talking about. So if you are feeling like that, I definitely think you should come to our free sample class, and let me show you how we're playing Monopoly a little different and why we're winning. Go to gettotalwealth.com, and there'll be a button on that front page that says free sample class. It's only 2 hours long. I'm teaching one actually tonight and Saturday morning. I rarely teach on a Saturday, so if you can't make it on a Thursday and you would like to meet me, I'm going to be teaching it live this Saturday from 9 to 11, and we're done and out of there by 11. Those are real times, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight or 9 to 11 Saturday. Go to gettotalwealth.com, click on the free sample class. So, Robert, any final thoughts as we head into the last couple minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I want to just echo what you said. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. Why would you want to rinse and repeat? You're not going to get anywhere in life rinse and repeating. And that's what many of us are doing. That's what I was doing up until 2007. When I left my day job and I started focusing full time on trying to understand how apartment investing worked. But making that change, getting out of that box, changed it up for me. You know, so it's like, you're right. You go around the Monopoly board, you don't win the game if you don't buy anything. Well, you don't win the game if you don't change your life. You've got to do things that are different. You've got to challenge yourself. Like, I'm really fortunate here, Steve. Like, I don't know what happens every Monday morning when I get here. Like, it's a new challenge every single week.
But and that's what makes it fun and exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah, when I had my day job, I knew I got to make 5 sales calls. I got to hit these customers, and that's it. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. I had an X amount of hit rate on that, so I knew if I want to make this amount of money, I'd hit this number of calls because it came from that number of leads, blah, 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 blah. I have new challenges every single week because this is a people business. It's, you know, some people call it adult daycare. It can be. It can be adult daycare, right? But we've had challenges with storms, with, you know, the ice storms, water thunderstorms. You know, there's always something going on. The tax man wants more than his fair share, you know. But I'd rather have these challenges and grow through the adversity than just sit there and not grow and be benign every single day.
And it's stagnation, and it leads to death.
Stagnation.
Mental death.
You don't get anything from it, man. You don't. You don't get anything from it. You've got to, and I didn't know what networking was. I've learned that. It took me a long time before I understood what networking was. You know, you've got to go
me
out
too.
There and shake hands
too.
And kiss babies. You really do. And if you don't do that, if you don't push yourself out there, if you don't promote who you are, then they don't know who you are. Because who's going to do it for you? I said that earlier too. If I don't cheer for my kids and I don't yell, you know, then you know, who's going to do it for them? But I guarantee you, by the end of that game, everybody knows who Connor is. Everybody knows who Ryan is because I'm cheering my head off at the end of the sideline. And I don't care if it's too loud. Well, it's the same thing with my business. You know, I've got to let you know who I am. I've got to tell you I'm a 2-time National Apartment Owner of the Year. I've got to tell you that I won, that I'm the most recent winner of the Texas Apartment Association Independent Owner of the Year. Because if you don't know that, where are you going to find that out? Where are you going to find out that I'm an authority in this? Where are you going to find a way to change your life if I don't present that opportunity to you?
Yeah. Yeah, and you do it in a very subtle way, even though you're a little loud. But I dig that. And that's why I said, last week I said, man, I need a boost. I need to get Robert on the show. I
you
love it.
5-hour energy boost, Steve.
Yeah, you're like my, monster energy drink. Okay, I've got a couple of emails here that are non-related to what we're discussing. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and answer those before the end of the show. But Robert, I want to say again, thank you so much for being a supporter of Total Wealth Academy and of the radio show, and congratulations on all your success.
Steve, thank you very much. And again, everybody out there listening, please, 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 before you invest in anything, invest in yourself.
All right. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Phone lines are open. No, actually, no. We're at 56. There's only 3 minutes, so I can't take a call. Doggone it. Here we go. Let me find this email. This is a question about the eviction moratorium. I believe it's extended through the end of July. I don't keep that heavy a track of it. The reason being is that it just didn't affect us much. And, you know, everybody, the news, the press, they're running around, you can't evict people. Well, that's not the truth. You can't evict people that have a letter from the government saying that they lost their job as a direct result of COVID. But if they have a dog in there that they didn't tell us about, I can still evict them. It was, I think, single family among our members, and granted our members are highly trained and great operators, I think it was 7% lower collections, 7%. That's not a major factor. And in multifamily, the apartments and things like that, rent collections actually went up. You heard Robert talk about 10% increase in the property values across the board. So be very leery of listening to the press. You've got to get your information from more advanced sources, more qualified sources. I have a lot of, because I'm on the TV quite a bit, I have a lot of friends who are reporters. They don't own any real estate. They don't invest in the stock market. Yet they talk about what? Investing in real estate, investing in the stock market. They explain it very simply. They put a picture in front of me and I read a script in front of me and I read it because I'm real good looking. So be careful when you're watching the news. Now that is no disrespect to their position and what they do. It serves a very important purpose in the United States for freedom, that we have reporters like that. But you can't build your wealth based off of the news. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, if you would like to learn how to invest with Robert and other investors like him, come to our free sample class. Go to gettotalwealth.com and you'll see a yellow button that says free course. Take care.
GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.